Hans and Scotty, 97.5, DKSL Sports Zone. Time to check in with the play-by-play voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke.
It's time to get the inside scoop on the Utah Jazz.
From the play-by-play voice of the Jazz, David Locke.
Sweet revenge!
Presented by Murdoch Auto Group. Ow! On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hi, David.
Oh, Scotty G, how are you?
I'm better now. I get to chat with you. How are things?
I'm in my van, salt and scooter. What else do I need in life?
Life is good. Life is good. The van holding up all right? You put on a few miles on that bad boy.
I'm beating it up pretty good, and I'm not great with it, but it seems to be all right. It's got a bunch of little things it needs to get fixed.
Yeah, well, such is life.
Yeah, but it's pretty great. I'm just sitting here having a little leftover food that I microwaved and having lunch and talking to my friend. So get out an hour or two of runs in, head on down, call a game.
I'm not asking you to evaluate. I'm just asking you as an observer. Will Hardy's been asked to do yeoman's work. The youth movement, juggling lineups, sending messages to rookies the other night. Again, I'm not asking you to evaluate, but how have you been observing him in handling a situation that's not an easy situation to be in?
I think he's done a fabulous job of maintaining perspective and maintaining principles of what's important.
What is important?
Was that unusual that I actually gave a short, concise answer?
I know it took. It did take me off guard a little bit.
Sorry.
So,
I think he said it in a post pregame postgame after the Clipper game. It's probably not the things most people are looking for. It's not if a shot goes in. It's not if you're scoring. It's, you know, are you running the floor? Are you competing? Are you cutting when you're supposed to? Are you spacing how you're supposed to? Those type of things, playing winning basketball, are you playing with force? I think are the things that Will Hardy thinks are important. And I think more importantly are controllable.
David, out of these three first round draft rookies, how many of them do you think are a future piece for the Utah Jazz?
Well, I think all three of them can be.
We've asked you to analyze Keyonte George at great length, then Taylor Hendricks. Give me your thoughts on Bryce Sensabaugh.
Well, I think he's got a real offensive bag. Like, he can score it, and he's the best shooter of the group naturally. You're learning how to use his body in the NBA. It worked for him really, really well in college to be bigger and stronger than everyone. You can't bully people in the NBA. So he's had to adjust off of that and maybe learn how to play a little differently. And there's times when you see him go into a move, hit someone and think he's going to have space to shoot, and he no longer does. But I think he's got a lot of skills. Like, he can really shoot it. I think he's got some playmaking skills. He makes, talking to the coaches, he makes really good reads on the pick and roll and makes the right read on the pick and roll almost all the time. Defensively, I think it's a struggle for him. He will probably get in a little bit better physical condition now that some of the size things don't help him as much. You know, he's probably a little bit of a give and take in the past. If I'm bigger than everyone else, I can score, and and I'm not facing guys that can take advantage of it defensively. Well, now you are. So you probably have to get a little slim down a little bit, and then you'll lose that aspect of your offense, but I'm not sure you actually have it. So I think I'm encouraged on him. I think he's shown a lot of things.
So, David, another important postseason and offseason that's going to be coming up for the Utah Jazz. Do you think that they select with each of their three picks that they currently hold? Or do you think that they try to move and package?
I mean, this was the whole question last year too, right?
Yeah.
The kind of line that I danced on that one was I always said yes. I thought they would take all three picks only because you have to find a partner to tango with, right? It's hard to find somebody else to take your pick. I think with the way, and I don't actually know if any of these teams, so I have not researched this, so you're ahead of me. So I'm going to have to phrase this correctly. If there are teams in the draft that are tight or in the luxury tax, they would probably love to take the Jazz 31st or 32nd pick. That there's a real argument for them that choosing 31, 32 might be better than choosing 24. So I think that pick's going to be able to move quite easily. The 28, 29 pick, I think, will be harder to move. Unless there's somebody who's just not in the draft that needs a player. But most of the teams that need a player like that are going to go to the veteran minimum instead of a draft pick because they can get them to play. Because they're going to, you know, Phoenix is going to just try to, you know, Phoenix is all, you know, Phoenix is going to go look at Micah Potter and Johnny Juzang, right? That's what those guys are playing for right now. It's Phoenix and Milwaukee and these teams that have no room. Denver's done it differently. Denver's drafted really well the last few years and added Christian Brown and Peyton Watson and some of these players. But that's, you know, they don't have a lot of room either.
When are you going to start looking at the draft, or have you already started looking at some players?
I watched like 10 minutes last night.
Well, that's 10 minutes more of college basketball you've watched all year, so that's good.
No offense to you as a college basketball fan, but it was 10 more minutes than I needed to. Wow, last night was hard. I understand it was for the national championship, and it might be because of the arena. I just can't imagine that helps those kids at all to play in that setting.
Yeah, Ken Pomeroy has done a lot of research on that, and those football stadiums do not do well for shooting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it just was. I mean, what did Purdue take, 1-3 in the first half?
Yeah, 7 for the game for a team that came into the game number 2 in the country in three-point shooting percentage of like 42%, and they go 1 of 7, and the 7 is as almost surprising as the 1.
Yeah, I mean, I guess give Connecticut credit that they're doing something to take that away, but boy, whew, that was rough.
What do you think of Edie?
So that's the first time I've really watched him. The 10 minutes I watched, he got beat twice on that backdoor dunk. So I'm sure that taints me a little bit. People I've talked to think he'd be fine in the NBA because he's just so big and he has really good hands. In a league which is switching, like, I don't think you can switch if Zach Edey's on the floor, can you?
No.
Right? Like, if you're playing 1-5 switch and Zach Edey sets the pick at the top and rolls your point guard down to the bottom, you're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yep. 100%. I sat in on Utah State's shoot around on that, and that was something that was brought up multiple times. I mean, there were a lot of other issues that bit Utah State in the butt, but that was something they were well aware of.
So I think he'll be able to do that in the NBA. I was concerned on, for a 7-4 guy, he seemed to have a lack of a vertical presence in the drop, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Again, this is on 10 minutes of watching, and he got beat on 2 backdoor dunks on, or the other big got behind him on both those. And then obviously quickness, changing ends of the floor, and lateral movement. But I'm not sure, like, Brook Lopez has a million times better lateral movement than him, and he probably should have been the defensive player of the year last year. So I think he'll be able to play in the NBA. And his offensive skills are, like, he'll be able to play in the NBA, and offensively he could be a problem in what we're just talking about right there.
David, who would your NBA MVP vote go to?
Jokic.
Who should be the team that Denver is concerned about the most in the West?
Dallas.
Interesting. Why do you think they've turned the corner like they have?
Well, they made 2 really good trades at the trade deadline. They added Daniel Gaff. So Derek Lively is good, but he's a rookie. He doesn't really know what he's doing. So then they saw what he could do. And they added Daniel Gafford, who's actually just good and knows how to play a little bit. And so now they have Lively and Gafford, so they have 48 minutes of center. Luka's unguardable. And then they added P.J. Washington, who, if he shoots it well, they're really going to be pretty unstoppable. I'm a little concerned that your shooting's not quite good enough. Derek Jones doesn't shoot great. I'm having a hard time believing that Dante really can shoot it well enough. Sorry, too many, like, years. And then P.J. Washington and Tim Hardaway Jr. are not very – are not great shooters, and they're going to have to make shots because at some – but on the other end, like, the minute Luka's on the floor, you're playing 4-on-3, and then Lively or Gafford's rolling. Now you're playing 3-on-2. So if you're spacing the floor, you're going to get a wide-open look every time. They've been much less three-dependent since the trades, interestingly enough, too. And then they're defending. Like, they're defending. I think they're, like, one of the top five defense teams in the league over the last month. So they're really good. I thought this for a long time, actually. I mean, really early on in their process. And I just think Luka's amazing. Like, in the playoffs, Luka's incredible.
David Locke joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Have I asked you my 10-year question?
No.
You have a franchise. There's no players have been released from all their rosters. So every player is available. You have a franchise for the next 10 years. At the 10-year mark, you have to give it up. Who's your player? Who's your first pick?
How old's Luka?
23, 24.
I'd take him. Nah, no.
I had three different number one picks.
I like
from people.
I might go Shea.
Oh, that's a fourth. That's a new one. That's a new first pick. Hands?
I'm still going Nikola Jokic. He's just such a unique dynamic guy.
I went Luka. Almost everybody else I talked to went Victor. I think Keontae George, I'll give him credit, went Jokic. And I think that's the right pick because he wins you the title
right
the next two or three years.
Yeah.
And then you figure out whether you win a title for the next, right? Your Victor and Shea and Luka were all banking on a title in a few years. Nikola wins you the title the next two or three.
Well, out of all the names that you've given, the only one that really has the championship is Nikola. I don't feel like Luka can do it by himself. We've seen Luka absolutely nosedive without the right team around him. I mean, he puts the numbers up, but his team doesn't do anything.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Well, tell me his postseason success.
Well, he was unbelievable in the bubble, and he was pretty darn.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about his team.
Well, I mean, didn't Dallas go to the? They've won probably three playoff series with Luka. I think you got to remember how young he is. He's 25. You know, like Giannis wins his title at 28. LeBron wins his title at 27, 28.
So they went to the conference finals in 22. And
that's two playoff series.
Swept. They went 1-4. And they've been bumped in the first round every other year.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's won two playoff series. I think that's a lot for 24.
Yeah, two playoff series in a single year.
Well, yeah, I got opinions on him. I love him. I love watching him play. I love everything about his game and, frankly, I'd give my left you-know-what to see him in a Jazz uniform.
Like every asset we have.
Yep.
Every single one of them. Plus yep. The more we can't know we have.
And I'm not trying – and look, I'm not – I know everybody's like, oh, we might have a shot at Luka. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, just in dream world, NBA 2K, I don't care. Whatever I got a mortgage to do it, I do it.
Right. Here, you want the scary thing about the conversation we're having?
Absolutely.
Nikola, Shea. Luka, Victor. I would go Anthony Edwards over Shea, by the way.
Okay. I can see that.
All of them are in the Western Conference.
Yeah, yeah.
How come none of us?
I'll tell you what. You know who else I would go? If what I saw the other night could last. The other night against Phoenix, the 7 minutes to close the game by Zion Williamson were the most dominating 7 minutes I've seen by any player all year.
Yeah, it's not sustainable, though.
Nope. That'd be like taking Joel Embiid.
I don't disagree with you, but enjoy those 42 games a year. So,
How many has he played this year?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
No, I got it. But, like, he slimmed. I mean, I cannot. He had three blocks. He was guarding Beal, Booker, and Durant. He was dominant. He's only 23.
He's got 66 this year, but he's averaging probably 35.
Oh, sure. He's had, like, years of 0-2. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, Ant, I'm with you. But
if I can get 65 out of him every year, then, yeah, let's roll, baby.
Right. Oh, my. But, I'm telling you.
But here's the thing. Like, if that's how we're drawing this, then it would be Joel Embiid. I mean, because Joel is, what, 29? Or is he 30 now?
Well, yeah, but then that means you're taking him into 40.
Yeah, but I'm going to get 6 years of him being near MVP level.
Yeah, we're guaranteeing health.
No, that's what Hans is saying. If we're going 60, yeah.
That's what I'm saying with Zion. If you're saying Zion, I would say, well, I'd take Joel Embiid with those parameters over Zion.
But yeah, if you're guaranteeing health, you might have to go into Giannis, too. He's 29.
Yeah. David, you're the best, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy those couple of rides and enjoy the rest of the season. And looking forward to wrapping things up and kind of looking back and looking ahead as well. So thanks for your time.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
You got
See
it.
Buddy.
The great David Locke right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Jake Weber, Nate Orchard hanging out with us here in studio. Gentlemen, you know, Hans?
I know exactly where you're going.
I really struggle. Like, you know, I'm working on some stuff and trying to become a better version. But then I see these two dudes rolling. I'm like, why even bother? Why even try? Like, well manicured, good looking dudes, successful in everything they've done.
Smells good. When they walk
smell
in,
good.
It
yeah.
smells like spring walks into our studio.
Smells like,
thinking,
smells like Crown Burger when they walk in.
Cheeseburgers. Guilty.
All right.
Yeah, you guys got it all going for you, man. It serves you right, though. But, you know, I love how you treat our listeners. And Scotty and I get feedback from our listeners. I bet I've probably heard from 6 or 8 listeners since we've been doing this, where they either come to a remote or they'll send me an email or they'll get a hold of me and they're just like, that was incredible. It was better than I expected. And that's what I love about Advance, because wait until you have this experience. You're going to get done with this. You're going to be like, wait a second. That wasn't as big a mess to replace the windows. Mm-hmm. That wasn't as big a cost as the estimates that I got the year before from a different vendor. Like, just the full experience. And Jake, people are going to realize that this is the real deal.
Yeah, and we take a lot of pride in taking care of our clients. They're our neighbors, per se. And we're a local business. We are all from Salt Lake. All of our employees are here in Salt Lake, or the greater Salt Lake area, you could say. And look, we want to take care of those people that trust us with replacing their windows. And we offer that lifetime warranty. Knowing that, look, if anything ever comes up, like, we're not going anywhere. We will come out and we'll take care of whatever it is. And that's where Nate and I, there are times we stress just like to one another. It's like, man, we wish that these homeowners would really understand that we care about them and want to take care of them. And that's why we offer, like, when we get on with you guys, the additional $3,000 off, just to help, like, push you, if you're even thinking about new windows,
It's just an
encourager. It's like, look, let's have someone come out and really, we can transform your home. We've seen it. You have listeners that have given you that feedback, and we can transform it not only from the outside, but just the inside. And you think about those energy savings. If you're saving, so you have we've people that we talked to last week where their energy bills, like their heat bills in the winter previous years were around like $350 a month, and they got their windows swapped out and it was down to $150 a month.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you talk about financing on top of that.
Those are real savings, by the way.
Real savings.
I'm telling you, that's not fake numbers.
That more than pays for the windows. You get 10 windows, and you could have financing options where you're as low as $170 a month. And you talk about those savings, you're paying for the windows with those savings. And really, with the finance options that we have, rebates that we offer from Rocky Mountain Power and Dominion Energy, we can come up with a way for you to be able to buy these new windows, save money, invest in your home, increase the value of your home, and transform your home from the inside out.
I think, and Nate, you can talk about this as well, the financing options, because there's people out there like, hey, look, I'm still paying off Christmas. Like, I'm up against it, and I appreciate the $3,000 off, but, you know, I'm not liquid enough to be able to handle that right now. you can have financing options where you can stretch this thing out as long as you need to. You can, I mean, no payments, no interest. I mean, like the customizable ability of you guys to be able to make sure that people can get those savings right now, get those windows installed right now, and not hurt them right now is really impressive.
Exactly. And, you know, that's one, actually, out of the top three reasons why, you know, homeowner doesn't pull the trigger sooner, that is number one, is the financing, right? That scares them. It depends, you know, holiday, you know, just life gets busy, hustle and bustle, kids paying for training for kids and all this stuff, right? Like, there's a lot that we have going on, but our financing options make it so that it alleviates the stress and the worry about putting so much up front where you can pay for, I mean, you're going to be in your home for the rest of your life, so why not extend that and just get those low monthly payments and then just beautify your home at the same time?
Give them a call, 850-9100. Just put it in your phone and call them and just have the estimate. I mean, it's low pressure. It's just going to give you an idea of what your cost is and maybe what your savings are and what the financing is. It's just a full education opportunity. Just call them, 850-9100. And Scotty, they get that $3,000 yep. off when they call in during the show.
801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Jeremy's going to answer the phone and he's going to say, hey, look, let me get out to your house. And again, all you have to do is call and set up the appointment today to claim that $3,000 off. Exactly, you don't need right. to sign anything. You don't need your note. There's no commitment. Just get on the books. Jeremy's going to come out. He'll evaluate your house. You'll have the bid on the spot. You can have the financing options right there on the spot. You'll know. You'll have all the information right at your fingertips just by calling 801-850-9100. And then what you decide to do, that's up to you. But at least it'll be armored with all that information, 801-850-9100. You can also go online at advancedwindows.com, but just call 801-850-9100.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Steve Cleveland back to the show.
Follow my storyline a little bit here. So Mark Pope gets a Kentucky job, which leaves the BYU job open. Are we going to see the return of Steve Cleveland to Provo, Utah?
That's probably not happening, but just talking about Mark in that circumstances, I can't even imagine. I would be shocked if he left after all that he's done and where they're at, what's happening. Would that be a great opportunity for Mark? Yes, absolutely. You have resources that are unimaginable. He's also got an entire team back that has a chance to do something special again next year. If Jackson Robinson stays, they're going to be picked in the top 3 or 4 in the Big 12 next year, probably. From a selfish point of view, I hope he stays because I think they've got something really special going on at BYU. But that's his choice, and we'll hear more about it, I guess, if it happens.
Catch DJ and PK, mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Before we get to the good hands, it's a Jazz Ticket Tuesday, which means we give away tickets. All you have to do right now is be calling number 12, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE, and you'll win tickets to see the Jazz square off against the Houston Rockets in the Delta Center on April 11th. Tickets will be sent electronically via SeatGeek. All right, good, the bad, the ugly, brought to you by RGS Exteriors and Construction, obsessed with quality results. And one of my favorite dudes, I know you're not supposed to play favorites, but one of my favorites that I've ever been around, that I've ever covered, Namias Keita. Played at Utah State, helped win back-to-back conference championship games. And in the NBA, second-round draft pick, now with the Boston Celtics, and he has been signed to a 2-year deal, which includes a team option for the 24-25 season. That according to Hoops Hype, so he gets himself an opportunity to continue on.
Good for him.
There in the NBA.
How do you think he'll do?
I think he's got great mobility. I think he's got great shot blocking ability. I think that he's an elite rebounder. I think that the NBA can be a long-term home for him for sure.
What's his comp? Would it be like a Clint Capela? Because he's probably not as long as Clint Capela.
No.
But I guess I'm asking his skill set. Because Capella's made a long, long career of this. Would it be like a Tristan Thompson?
Yeah, maybe. That's a tough one.
You know, I'm trying to picture Keita in an NBA fit. And what like a best case comp would possibly be. And I see him encapsulate some of what I remember from Clint Capela and what we're still seeing, what I remember from Tristan Thompson. I don't know because he's such a low post throwback. Yeah. He's a throwback.
Like, he kind of reminds me a little bit, and this is, I'm going way back, and this guy's a Hall of Famer, so I'm not comparing him apples to apples, but the same kind of game as, like, Robert Parrish back in the day. Like just long, athletic, not a huge offensive threat, but when he does get in the low block, he's got some opportunities there. You know, it's just, he's just a really tremendous, and he's just a really good teammate, too. So I think that he's good to have around a team. I think he's good for defensive presence. He's not a guy that's going to demand a lot of things. And he's just a good player to have on your team. So, I mean, yeah, there's some opportunities there for him to be really – not really special. I'm not talking about, like, an elite-level, you know, all-star. I'm just saying a guy that, you know, you can have on your roster and near the end of your bench and give you a good rotational minutes when called upon. I don't understand why he couldn't be in this league for a long time.
Well, I hope he sticks around for a while. And Boston's not a bad place to land, buddy.
No, not at all.
That's a great team to land on right now.
Yeah.
Because the more success a team has, the less turnover you see.
Yes.
So if you can stick around for a while that way, that's good.
All right. Hands and Scotty, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
So yesterday we talked about former Texas Longhorn defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat and a DUI arrest.
Yeah.
Information is starting to surface, and this is according to Austin police. At 4:41 in the morning on Sunday, he was in fact involved in a car crash. Now, what's weird is he was driving the SUV in this crash, and he was arrested for DWI. The sedan he hit, the driver left the scene.
Really?
Okay, so yeah, so just so everybody...
That's usually the other way around.
Yeah. Just so everybody understands this scene. 4:41 in the morning on this last Sunday, Tavondre Sweat gets in a car accident. He's in an SUV. There's another driver in a sedan. He gets in an accident. He stays, waits for officers. They charge him with DWI. They take him down. They book him. They arrest him. But the driver of the sedan that was involved in this car accident left. He fled the scene. And as of this morning, when I was researching the story, they had not found the driver of the sedan.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know where this story is going to take us. All I know is Tavondre Sweat, I don't know, probably rated. He's a rated a high second rounder. I don't know how far he falls.
Not much.
Depending on, you know, if anybody was hurt, but nobody was hurt because he was.
As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know. But why would the other driver run?
Maybe he got some baggage he doesn't want out there.
I just don't get it. But I'm sure that more information on this story will surface.
Yeah, no, this.
But he was involved in a car accident and was charged with a DWI at the scene.
Guys, you got to stick around, man. You got a payday coming.
Well, at least he stuck around.
Yeah.
He didn't take off.
No,
so that's good.
Nowadays, you got to say at least he did that because most aren't. I know of a specialty player for the Chiefs that decided not to do that last week.
Yep. All right, there's your bad. Time for your ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
And this is something I wanted to throw at Lloyd. Shane Bieber, who is, he started out this season at an insane rate with the Guardians, pitcher for the Guardians. Insane rate. So Shane Bieber he ends up with some nerve damage and has to get a Tommy Johns.
Yeah.
So Tony Clark, who is one of the leaders of Major League Baseball Player Association, he said that it's the pitch clock. He's like, the pitch clock is causing these issues. And, of course, Major League Baseball comes out and they're like, the pitch clock's not doing that. Like, you don't have any research that shows that. And, of course, what do reporters do? They run to Shane Bieber and they're like,
hey,
did the pitch clock do this? And Shane said, no, it's a bunch of circumstances. The quote is a combination of a number of factors is what he said. And he said it through tears because he was talking about his off season,
yeah,
and the work that he put in. And he said, you know, the reason this is so hard at the start of the season is I fell in love with pitching again. I found my stroke. I found what I wanted to do. I came out. It was working for me. And now I've got to get this Tommy John's, but he refused to put it on the pitch clock.
How much of a career, I mean, it's not a death sentence, Lloyd, but Tommy John's is up there, right?
Yeah, Tommy John's is up there. But, I mean, yeah, players come back from it, but it changes the career.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not pitch clock. Like, that's not causing the injuries to hurry up. And like, that's impacting the offense. That's helping the offense.
Yeah.
That's impacting the defense. Like, you're seeing, you know.
But it's not impacting the pitcher.
But I don't. It's not pitcher. No, that's not doing anything. So you got to speed it up a little bit.
Why would this MLBPA representative?
Yeah, you're going to have to do. They're going to have a lot of research that comes from this. You're not just going to have it from a couple seasons.
But are players whining about it?
I haven't heard about players.
Maybe there's some behind the scenes of guys that are complaining about it, and he just voiced it. But that's the first I've heard of it.
Well, that's the only reason I could imagine an MLBPA spokesperson saying something is if you've got five or six of your major player representatives that are sitting in your office saying we're not doing this. It's putting the guys on the clock. Pitchers aren't able to shake out their arm. I don't, whatever the conversation is, but it's not putting extra pitches, is it?
No.
And it's limiting pitches, is it
no,
not?
No, and they're getting the same amount of pitches. They're still on a pitch count. Like, it's not changing that.
Yeah.
It's shortening games by 28 minutes a game.
It's one of the best things baseball's ever done.
If not the.
Yeah.
In my time watching baseball, it's the best.
Oh, yeah, by far.
That extra whatever minute of you know shaking off a catcher, stepping off the mound, or
throwing back to first.
I don't think that is impacting somebody's health.
Yeah. All right. Good, the bad, the ugly. Right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. All right. Let's give away a golfer, shall we? That's right. Call number 12, 801-575 Zone. That's 801-575 Zone, and you'll win a pair of tickets. Or excuse me. We've already given away tickets. Sorry. We will give you a golfer in the UNA Golf major giveaway, all brought to you again by UNA Golf. And all you have to do is be call number 12. Lloyd will assign you a golfer. If that golfer ends up winning the Masters, you will win the same brand of driver that golfer uses. It's that simple. 801-575 Zone, caller 12 right now. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
I wish the season was more enjoyable for Jazz fans. All I see on Twitter is how miserable this is. Worst stretch for the Jazz in basically 50 years. It's as bad a basketball as I've ever seen in my life watching the Jazz. It's a low, and again, it's with a purpose, but this has been as unenjoyable of a basketball season as there's been in Utah, maybe ever.
When fans say that, it sounds like they're blaming the team. They didn't create the system. It doesn't behoove them to win basketball games. The Jazz didn't create the NBA system where it's actually an advantage to lose. What's the criticism? Because the criticism at halfway point is, you know, it's in your best interest to suck, right? What are you doing? And then they suck. And now people are going like, well, how dare you suck this bad? What are you talking about? Is it in their best interest to suck or not?
It is.
And that's not their fault. That's the NBA's fault.
That is the NBA's fault.
If you don't like it, then stop watching the NBA. I don't buy into that I feel bad for Jazz fans. This is the sport. This is what comes along with it.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Old world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We got the whole world in our hands. We got the whole world in our hands. We got the whole world in our hands. You got you and me, brother.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. And make sure to join JJ and Alex Wednesday from 3 to 6 at the Dish Pros, 8034 South State Street in Midvale. All kinds of great deals, savings with Ryan and the crew over there at the Dish Pros. All right, Hands, time for another edition of Whole World News.
All right, this is actually a crazy story coming out of Kentucky. A man goes to the greatest lengths to escape having to pay money.
A Kentucky man has admitted to faking his own death to avoid paying child support. Authorities say Jesse Kipp used a computer in Somerset to access the death registry system in Hawaii. Using the identity of a doctor, he created a fake death certificate to avoid paying more than $100,000 in child support to his ex-wife. As part of an agreement, Kipp agreed to plead guilty to just two of the 10 charges he initially faced. A judge will decide whether or not he'll accept the plea next Friday. Kipp faces up to 7 years in prison.
Wow.
39 years old.
Yeah.
Jesse E. Kipp from Kentucky. He got into a registry in Hawaii, created a fake death certificate, and avoided paying child support. Do you know what that makes him? A deadbeat dad.
Lloyd, you know what to do. That's a car crash right there.
No, Lloyd's laughing. Don't you hit it. You're laughing.
No, okay, you're the judge on this, Lloyd.
You're laughing.
I just suggested it.
You're laughing, Lloyd.
Car crash or no, Lloyd, you're fine. You're judge and jury on this.
Let it slide.
Oh, you got him. Good job.
Let it slide.
Oh, my God.
I think it's more because you caught me off guard a little bit.
Oh,
you caught me off guard.
We saw that one coming.
What sounded more stupid, that or the end of the finals call where the guy had scripted out his...
Oh, the end of the finals call by far.
Yeah, way worse. At least I beat him. Is there anything that you guys would fake your death to get out of?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, but I worry about who's listening.
Yeah.
You guys really do have things that you'd fake your own death.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I knew that I would get away with it, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. They must be pretty bad.
Not really.
Oh, I'd be so interested to hear. Like, are you talking about, like, some meetings and stuff?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
There's some meetings.
I could call in and be like, hey, Lloyd, I can't make this Zoom call. I'm dead.
What about the Hanson Scotty Show meeting we have directly following this show?
Yeah, we do have a big old shindig coming up.
Are we going to get a call that you're
dead? I already feel like you guys don't even want to be a part of it, so we're just going to go ahead and cancel
no,
it.
No, stop it.
Really? Don't, just cancel it.
No. Wait a minute, is that an option?
Don't start with that attitude.
See? That's what I'm talking about. See?
Scotty, you're going to have to fake your death to get out of it. Because this is going to be a fun time where we all sit down and enjoy each other's company.
Oh, I know. I just can't stand meetings.
So, as the reporter mentioned...
By the way, I showed up today because I thought our 10:30 meeting was today. It's on Thursday. So,
yeah,
I was here, bright and early today, and I was running into that little...
You know, you have this thing where you can, like, put it on your calendar.
No, it was, it was on my calendar.
Why
and
put
I
it
just
for the wrong day?
And I just... punched up the wrong day. I was like sorting through and I saw it pop up there. And I'm like, oh, that's today. Cause I actually thought it was tomorrow. And for some reason I got stuck on Thursday and I'm like, oh geez, it's today. So I'm running out of the house real quick. And then I get here and then I walk into that studio down below and I'm like, wait a minute, they're shooting something right now. I'm like, this isn't where I'm supposed
to be. Hey guys.
I'm here for harassment.
I'm here for a little respect in the workplace training. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, get your butt out. There's your respect, you moron.
They
get
harassed
out.
You.
Yeah.
Nice respect. Bottom line of this, man, it's so his initial charges.
Yeah.
He carried a sentence of over 30 years.
Woo.
That just tells you how big what he tried to pull off was.
Yeah.
His initial charges were over 30 years. Now, what he did was he got down on his knees and begged and pleaded and said, I'll pay fines and I'll pay this back. So this is what it's going to end up being. He's going to end up spending about 7 years in prison, and he's going to owe $500,000. Yeah, because you owe because you owe all kinds of different state penalties. It's not just like, oh, well, let me just pay the $185,000 that I missed on child support. No. There's all kinds of penalties and fees when you fake your death.
Good luck getting any of that. You know, I'd rather – look, okay, I'm going to be careful how I say this. The dude needs to serve time. But also, you know, that family is not going to get any money while he's in prison. I'd rather the guy, you know, has to work and loses 80 to 90% of his paycheck to go to his family because they're
– I wouldn't hate that either.
You know, I'm kind of torn. Like, he needs severe punishment, but I think a severe punishment is making his butt work like crazy and lose most of it back to the family.
But from what I understand, though, Scotty, he's got to find the $500,000 or that 30-year sentence it fits back in.
Okay.
So he agreed. He said, no, I will pay the $500,000, and they reduced it to a 7-year sentence.
Okay.
And from what I understand, if he doesn't pay the fees, it goes back to original charges.
All right. That's fair.
So you're going to have to call mom and dad. You better have a rich relative.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Because you're busted.
2 o'clock straight up, Hans and Scotty. We'll get back to the NHL talk coming up here in a bit. But Jake, Nate hanging out with us, Advance Windows. And you touched on it briefly, Jake, and I think it's worth talking about. The flexibility you guys have, because obviously windows are important and you got to have the best ones out there. You guys have that. Everything manufactured here locally. Mm-hmm. You can get those installed in what?
Eight weeks? 8 weeks right now. Eight weeks or less.
And you're gonna
From measurement to installation.
Yeah.
So you're going to have...
That's like right now, again, March was very busy. April's another big month. And like we are doing everything we can operationally to stay within that 8-week time frame. But we had a couple people that we installed like 2 weeks ago where we were at like 4 weeks.
So. Wow. And so you have all... They're the best, quick installation, local company, the warranty to go along with it. And now you throw in the financing option that you can really customize anything you want to make sure that you can get in those windows ASAP.
Yeah, and the financing options, really, that's so many people that we talk to and hear from. Customers call in or they'll have a conversation with one of our like sales specialists when they go to the house, and they see the price that we are offering. If they've had some of our competitors out there, whether it's like a door-to-door company or some of the other like big name brands out there, you see that price initially and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready to do windows. Like I'm not ready. And I can, it's countless number of times that we've gone into the house afterward where they've called us and said, hey, will you just come in, like, give me an estimate. I'm just curious. Like, come look at my windows, give me an estimate. And we come in and we're half of the price.
That's incredible.
Half the price. And that's not
no
sacrificing quality. No exaggeration. That is like very honest.
That actually makes me sick because that tells me there is a real problem in this industry.
And it's, you have what we're able to do and offer and what makes us unique and why we can come in with the quality and the price is because we don't have a middleman. We don't have a dealer that we're selling through. Most other window companies buy the windows from the manufacturer. They put their markup on it and then they sell them to you. And we don't. We are the manufacturer, and you're buying them direct from the manufacturer, so you don't have that middleman markup. And that's how we're able to, look, we have volume. When we do 10 or more windows, we are able to get better pricing from our suppliers. And we're able to, like, use the volume, the vinyl that we're using, we don't have as much waste, so we're able to give you better pricing. The volume drives the price. And so when you have 10 or more windows, we can come on here and say, hey, look, we're going to give you $3,000 off because the volume is driving that price.
That's incredible.
All you have to do is make one phone call, and Jeremy's there to help you out. Now, we directed, I don't remember Jeremy's name coming up before.
Yeah, no, Jeremy is he's salt of the earth. He is the window guy. Like, that is, if you have anyone on our team, Jeremy is the window guy. And if you talk about having someone.
He's not the teddy bear, right?
He's not the teddy bear. No, no.
He's not the elite athlete?
No. He's both of those things, actually.
Oh, okay, all right.
He's both of those things.
But he's the window guy.
But you, he's been in windows for 30 years, and he's installed windows. He's been a key part of our team for a long time. And when you talk about getting an audit of your current windows, he will be able to go through your windows and tell you everything about your windows. And if you need new windows or if you just need glass, whatever it is, it's no pressure. He'll give you that free audit. And then at the end, you'll have a price. You'll know what the price would be if it's just glass. If you're wanting to replace 10 windows, if you want to do your whole house, whatever it is, you'll have the price, your financing options, all of that on the spot without waiting for those numbers to come back a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Crazy financing options, $3,000 off when you swap out 10 windows or more. A great conversation with the teddy bear and elite athlete in Jeremy at 801-850-9100. And you're going to get those things installed in like 8 weeks tops. Call right now, 801-850-9100. Here's the thing. You call right now. You get on the books for Jeremy to come by and give you the bid, the financing options. That'll lock in the $3,000 off. You don't need to commit today. You just need to get on the books today. That's it. And then you can decide how you want to proceed. But it all starts with a phone call, 801-850-9100. It's Advance Windows right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.